Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have rain in the Wichita area now and 47 degrees. There are now five options in the discussion over paid parking in Wichita downtown, Old Town, and Delano. In the final public meeting to discuss paid parking last night, an additional option was presented for the City Council to consider. The City Council will be presented with all five options November 19th at 6 p.m. in the Council Chambers. President-elect Donald Trump has named his chief of staff, and it's a history-making choice.
Trump campaign co-manager Susie Wiles will be the first woman in U.S. history to hold the position. Wiles is widely credited inside and outside Trump's inner circle for running his most disciplined and well-executed campaign. Trump saying Susie is tough, smart, innovative, and is universally admired and respected. Wiles is a longtime Florida political operative. She's largely avoided the spotlight. Wiles ran Trump's campaigns in Florida in 2016 and 2020, and Governor Ron DeSantis' successful bid for office in 2018. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The California mountain fire has destroyed an unknown number of structures, close to 20,000 acres. Fox's William LeGenus is in Camarillo, California, with the latest.
The Santa Ana winds and fire season tore into Southern California with a vengeance as powerful hurricane force gusts up to 80 miles an hour pushed flames into neighborhoods, destroying everything in the path. The mountain fire, 50 miles northwest of Los Angeles, forced more than 10,000 to flee with no time to grab anything. The National Weather Service issued a red flag alert, warning of extreme fire conditions. Firefighters said they saw embers sparking new fires up to 3 miles away. Fire officials say it is still too early to say how many homes were lost, as damage assessment teams are now on the ground. But they warn anyone told to evacuate to get out so they can get in.
The fire is 0% contained, and no one can say what caused it. Remaining House races will likely take longer to decide than the balance of power in the Senate.
There are 29 outstanding House races. Republicans have the edge in 13 of those. Democrats lead in 14. The balance of power, 209 Republicans to 197 Democrats. 218 is the magic number. In Maine, Democrat Jared Golden leads challenger Austin Terrio by a fraction of a point. The Terrio campaign is asking for a recount. The race between Alaska Democrat Mary Peltola and Nick Begich could take days to figure out, but Republicans believe they can keep the House.
Fox's Chad Pergram reporting on Capitol Hill. Some Harvard professors canceled classes so students could process President-elect Trump's win.
The presidential election was apparently too much for some Harvard students to handle, so some of their professors accommodated them by canceling classes or making attendance optional. Several also extended deadlines for assignments. One professor even made a scheduled exam optional, writing to students, "Feel free to take time off if needed." Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Number one talk.
This is the KNSS Morning News now, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. Light rain in the area, 48 degrees. In this week's election, former Wichita City Councilmember Jeff Bluebaugh defeated incumbent Sarah Lopez for District 2 on the Sedgwick County Commission. KNSS News asked Bluebaugh why he sought the office.
You know, the county was something that I'd had on my radar for quite some time because I knew there were term limits within the city, but there were a lot of things that I couldn't do on the city council that I wanted to be able to do on the county. So it was good timing for me. My term ended in January.
Bluebaugh,
you know, I pretty much jumped full into my campaign, and here I'll be getting sworn in January.
Bluebaugh commented on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. The Federal Reserve has declared another consecutive interest rate cut, this time by a quarter point, in light of emerging data suggesting that inflation and labor market activity are decelerating. The announcement was made by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, who also provided an update on inflation.
Overall, inflation has moved much closer to our 2% longer-run goal, but core inflation remains somewhat elevated. Longer-term inflation expectations appear to remain well-anchored, as reflected in a broad range of surveys of households, businesses, and forecasters, as well as measures from financial markets.
This trails a more substantial half-point reduction enacted in September, a move that represented the first cut of its kind since March of 2020. North Carolina officials share an update after a series of highway shootings in Raleigh.
Raleigh police say two people have been detained amid an investigation into reports of shots fired at vehicles on and buildings near I-40 and I-440 this week, leaving at least one person injured.
I am thankful that no one has been seriously injured as a result of these incidents.
Chief Estella Patterson noting since Monday, eight vehicles and several homes were struck by gunfire, adding officials believe all 12 incidents are related. Police not sharing potential charges or naming the individuals detained, but say one of them was considered a person of interest and the other is linked to a home where the person of interest was found. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
More than 40 monkeys have been spotted following an animal escape from a South Carolina research center.
Police and workers from Alpha Genesis Research Center say they have eyes on 43 escaped primates, but they've yet to capture them. Teams are using food and traps to do just that. The monkeys fled the research facility Wednesday in the town of Yumasee, about 60 miles west of Charleston. All the primates are described as female, weighing only 6 or 7 pounds. Alpha Genesis also claims the monkeys are too young to carry any diseases, but some in the community remain on edge. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic, well, we got some rain in the Wichita area, and so the roadways are wet out there. Things could be a little slippery, but the traffic volumes really have yet to start to pick up, although we do have one little bit of a hazard. Stalled up vehicle westbound Kellogg, and that's at Washington. Otherwise, things looking okay, but just remember that those roadways are going to be wet today. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For your Friday, mainly cloudy skies. A northeast breeze going to be gusty at times at 10 to 25 miles an hour. Chilly high of 52 degrees. And please drive safely today. Showers, non-severe storms going to be around all day long, making roads damp and traffic slower. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now light rain, northeast wind at 18 miles per hour. 48 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Friday, November 8th, and yesterday's high temperature in Wichita was 63 degrees, normal high for the date 61. It was on this date in 2006, the high in Wichita soared to 86 degrees, and that was the warmest temperature ever recorded for the month of November here in Wichita. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
I see you're not wet, so I guess it's not raining anymore?
Not really.
Is it?
No.
Yeah, we're calling light rain. I'm looking at the radar. And Wichita is just on the eastern edge of a huge area of showers. And I mean, this covers almost the entire state, way out to the west, up to the north, up to Salina, going bridging over into Topeka, and then straight south, almost all of Oklahoma, at least the central part, and it's all moving to the north in our direction. So,
okay,
There's your radar. It's just if you're going out west, in the western part of the state, you're going to see some rain. If you're going northwest, you may run into some snow up there around Goodland. They were having some, I guess. All right.
Yeah, they've been having snow all week up in Goodland area.
And New Mexico's having some big problems with snow down there this morning, I guess. Wow. The weather is starting to act a little bit like winter, Ted. This, as I said, November 8th on this date in 2000, a statewide recount began in Florida, which emerged as critical in deciding the winner of the 2000 presidential election. The recount would officially end on December 12th upon orders from the U.S. Supreme Court delivering Florida's electoral votes and the presidency to George W. Bush, who was opposed by Al Gore.
Yeah, that went on for more than a month.
Yeah. And Supreme Court finally decided it for us. Thank you. I think, in retrospect, why didn't that go in the House of Representatives? Isn't it supposed to? Is that your understanding? I thought it was. And if not, why didn't they just start over? Have another one.
But, oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, too much. Too much. So anyway.
Well, didn't the Supreme Court case have to do with lawsuits that were being filed in the state of Florida?
I think so.
Over what the count was doing?
Yeah, I think so.
You've got to take this to the Supreme Court.
Wow. A federal judge has ordered Rudy Giuliani to quickly surrender cherished assets as part of a $148 million defamation judgment against the former New York City mayor. The order Thursday during a hearing in Manhattan led a defiant Giuliani to tell reporters afterward that he feels he's the victim of a political vendetta and that he's pretty sure the judgment will be reversed. Among the assets Giuliani was told to relinquish are a 1980 Mercedes, once owned by a movie star, and a watch given to him by his grandfather. Lawyers for the two former Georgia election workers who were awarded the massive judgment say Giuliani is dodging their recovery efforts.
I'm sure he is.
Well, that is $148 million. Somebody was thinking that's pretty serious. Some judge thought that was pretty serious.
Apparently, yeah.
$148 million. That's a lot for a case like that. But he apparently defamed these two people. Yeah, you got to be careful, Ted. You got to be careful what you say.
No, you don't.
No, I guess. Well, you weren't Rudy.
People say stuff all the time.
I know, but Rudy got caught.
Yeah.
He got nailed big time. California, this is interesting. California Governor Gavin Newsom has called for state lawmakers to convene a special session in December to help safeguard the state's progressive policies on climate change, reproductive rights, and immigration ahead of another Trump presidency. The announcement comes a day after former President Trump resoundingly defeated Vice President Kamala Harris in the presidential race.
Yeah, I was listening to Armstrong and Getty on KNSS
last night,
and they were talking about Gavin Newsom wants to plant his flag and be the standard bearer for 2028.
Yeah, I think that's it.
This is his first salvo there.
He's working to Trump-proof the state. Trump-proof. Oh, we're coming up with a whole new language, aren't we? How about that? Okay, let's see here. The rain is just a thing. I'm kind of excited about that. We had rain this the other day. Now we're going to have some more. And it looks like it's the kind of rain. We'll check with Tom Leffler, but it looks like it's the kind of rain that really can help the crops, or at least the drought. And maybe we'll see some water come back into Cheney Reservoir, and you and I can drink water and wash our socks, as usual. Well, we already are, but take away those restrictions we're supposedly having right now. Have you heard anything
more
about
supposedly?
That?
What do you mean,
supposedly? That's why I'm asking.
The chickens are still in place.
I'm not hearing anything from City Hall. Well, we find somebody today. I don't think they're finding anybody, but maybe everybody's complying, too. We got great people in this town. They're just voluntarily complying.
Oh, yeah.
That's well water. Okay. Right? It's all well water. Steve, 10 of the morning here. KNSS, coming up on 6:17 here on a Friday morning. Let's take a first look at sports now with Ted Woodward.
Of course, on Sunday afternoon, we're back to pro football for the first-place undefeated Kansas City Chiefs in their big 14-game winning streak, hosting their division rival, the Denver Broncos, coming up on Sunday at Arrowhead. These teams split last year, both winning at home. The Broncos have not fared well recently at Arrowhead. The Broncos have lost their last 8 games at Arrowhead, eight years in a row. Yeah. In fact, the last time the Denver Broncos won in Arrowhead, who was the Broncos quarterback?
Elway.
Peyton Manning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Chiefs are an 8-point favorite going into this one. That is the largest NFL favorite of the entire week in the NFL. All right, so there's your matchup. The Broncos, they are in the top. These are two of the top defenses in the league. So don't expect a high-scoring game, I don't think, between these two. Broncos come in with a winning record, and they have a winning road record. Mitch Holthus and the Chiefs Radio Network begin their coverage at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. The game will kick off at noon Sunday. And, of course, that's right here on your Wichita Radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And speaking of Mitch Holthus, 2 hours from now, we'll be having our live Friday morning chat with Mitch Holthus as he previews this Chiefs-Broncos matchup. We'll have that beginning at about 8:12 this morning with Mitch. So be here for that. All right, Arrowhead is getting a lot of use this weekend. Of course, Sunday, the Chiefs. On Saturday, Arrowhead Stadium will be hosting college football as Kansas plays another of its games at Arrowhead Stadium. Jayhawks hosting 17th-ranked Iowa State as the Cyclones come in at 7-1. Iowa State's tough on the road. They've won 7 straight regular season road games. KU is an underdog by a field goal going into this one. This series between the Jayhawks and the Cyclones goes all the way back to the 19th century, 1898. That'll kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon in Arrowhead, KU, Iowa State, and that is nationally televised on FS1. 19th-ranked Kansas State has the week off this week. Not playing at coming off that loss at Houston. All right, Division II football. 19th-ranked Emporia State has its home finale. Hornets hosting Central Missouri, the Hornets and the Mules. Emporia State is 7-2 on the season. That'll kick off at 1 o'clock tomorrow in Emporia. We have two games in the KCAC, and it's the top four teams in the division, so these are basically de facto elimination games for making the postseason. You've got 20th-ranked Friends University, undefeated on the road, at McPherson, a team that has won 8 in a row and is undefeated at home. Both teams are 8-1. 1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow afternoon at McPherson. And 25th-ranked Southwestern, undefeated on the road, visiting 21st-ranked Evangel tomorrow afternoon. Both teams with only one loss on the season. A couple of huge games. Friends on the road, Southwestern on the road, both nationally ranked. All right, we go to El Dorado tomorrow night for a big JUCO football matchup. 14th-ranked Butler Community College hosting 15th-ranked Dodge City. Butler is the only team in the Jayhawk Conference that has not lost in conference play this season. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of Butler football at 6:30 tomorrow evening, and that game is right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Tomorrow afternoon, third-ranked Hutchinson with a record of 7-1, hosting Highland. That'll be a noon kickoff in Hutchinson tomorrow. Let's go to soccer for a brief minute. High school boys soccer state championship games are tomorrow, and they're right here in Wichita, the Stryker Complex. Smaller schools started out at 10:30 tomorrow morning. Rose Hill, 18-1, taking on Wichita Trinity, 16-4. So one of those teams here from our part of the state is going to win a state soccer championship. Then at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, you've got Mays South at 18-2 in Class 5A, taking on undefeated Blue Valley Southwest, 20-0. And those games are here in Wichita. And in high school football, of course, we are in the 16 teams remaining in each class, and because of the forecast tonight, some of those games tonight were moved to last night. In Class 6A, Wichita East wins on the road at Dodge City, 21-17. East is into the quarterfinals with a record of 7-3.
Wow.
Wichita Northwest clobbered South in an all-city matchup, 62-28. Northwest is into the quarterfinals with a record of 9-1. And in Class 5A, Goddard Eisenhower wins at home last night, beats Mays South 37-26. Goddard Eisenhower into the quarterfinals at 8-2. Hutchinson wins at home, beating Liberal 33-13. Hutchinson into the quarterfinals with a record of 8-2. And that's sports with Stephen Ted.
6:21 now, keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. How to stay healthy as you age. That's coming up with Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Stephen Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on this Friday morning. And 48 degrees with showers all around the area. Police have released the name of a woman who died after someone fired shots into a house in North Wichita Wednesday night on North Mascot. 48-year-old Deanna Garcia suffered a gunshot wound to her upper body. She died at a hospital. Police talked to a 49-year-old man who stated he was inside the home with a woman preparing for bed when shots were fired into the house from outside. The man suffered a gunshot wound to his lower left leg. Police have reported no arrests.
Former Wichita City Council member Jeff Blubaugh was elected to the Sedgwick County Commission from District 2 this week. KNSS News asked him about the most important issues in his campaign.
Some property tax reform, or at least get these assessments right, because that's the number one thing that I heard. People feel like their property value is overassessed, and I think we've got to start there with the foundation of the assessments. Also, infrastructure. You look at how most of the infrastructure over the last several years has went Northeast Wichita. You know, we need a little love out here in West Wichita. I mean, I'd like to see West Kellogg finish.
Blubaugh defeated incumbent Sarah Lopez. Blubaugh commenting here on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
A series of racist text messages has gone out to black Americans.
It appears students in particular are being targeted. In nearly a dozen states in Washington, D.C., black Americans are reporting a disturbing wave of anonymous text messages claiming they've been chosen to pick cotton at a nearby plantation and must be ready with their belongings at a specified time sharp. The messages started going out this week after Election Day. Authorities urge anyone who receives these texts to report them to their local police department or reach out to the FBI. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The United States Census is set to add new questions.
The Census Bureau says questions about sexual orientation, gender identity, and changes to questions about race and ethnicity are set to be added to the survey by 2027. They will appear on what's called the American Community Survey, which the Census Bureau says is the most comprehensive survey of American life. It also includes questions about commute times, internet access, education, and many other topics. Some of the revised questions come after changes the federal government announced earlier this year about how it categorizes people by race and ethnicity to better count people who identify as Hispanic and of Middle Eastern and North African heritage. The Census Bureau says it'll be sent to over 3.5 million households. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
The Kansas Department of Labor is announcing the rollout of the Unemployment Insurance Technology Enhancement Project. The project will modernize the employer and claimant experience and is expected to launch November 19th. As part of the rollout, the Unemployment Contact Center and GetKansasBenefits.gov site will be unavailable starting Wednesday, November 13th at 5 p.m. and will reopen on Tuesday, the 19th at 8 a.m. Now a look at the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
For your Friday, mainly cloudy skies. The northeast breeze is going to be gusty at times at 10 to 25 miles an hour. Chilly high of 52 degrees. And please drive safely today. Showers, non-severe storms going to be around all day long, making roads damp and traffic slower. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron Williams.
And now we have a light rain in the area. 48 degrees, a northeast wind at 18 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And as I look at the radar now, it looks that, it's coming through Wichita again, and it is a large area. It's going clear out. I'm going to track it out to the west. Well, to the Colorado border and beyond, large area of showers. Of course, it goes clear up north past I-70 into Nebraska, and the area goes down south, clear through central Oklahoma, and in Texas, North Texas, all pretty much to the west of 35. Over toward the west part, over toward Amarillo. So it's a huge area of rain. And, hey, we're going to get some beneficial rain this weekend. Get that reservoir back up there, Ted, where it ought to be. The 8th day of November. Today is the 8th day. Do you have anything last night? Do you do any volleyball or anything last night?
Nope.
Okay. Just a good night to relax, huh, and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, just hanging out. Last night.
November 8th, 2024. Let's see. On this date in 1950, during the Korean War, the first jet plane battle took place as U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Russell J. Brown shot down a North Korean MiG-15. Hmm. There you go. What they call it, a dogfight.
Yeah.
But this was with jets. Gosh.
Oof.
You're going fast.
Mm-hmm.
And there. We won that one anyway. Who else? You know, it's funny. It's interesting that somebody else who was a fighter pilot in Korea was Ted Williams, the great baseball player. He was I think, Marine or Navy.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever. He was a Navy pilot. Yeah, he did. He fight in World War II
as
well?
Yes, he did.
He gave up, what, about 5 years of his career? At the peak of his career in 41.
If you think about what his baseball numbers might have been, had not those years been lost to military service.
Well,
his numbers are already gargantuan. Just imagine what adding three or four more would have been.
Oh, I don't think anybody would ever top any of them.
No?
Wow. Well, anyway, he gave up.
Well, and he wasn't the only one. There were many others.
There were others.
Many others that gave up time during their prime of a career to, to go
if they
serve the nation.
Stop and remember that a young guy named Yogi Berra was at D-Day. I mean, guys like that, they were in there. All right, here's something to think about. According to official monitoring, Amazon rainforest loss in Brazil dropped by one-third compared to the previous year. Now, they didn't lose quite as much.
Right.
This is the lowest level of destruction in 9 years. Moreover, deforestation in Brazil's vast savanna, known as the Cerrado, also decreased by 25.7%, the first decline in 5 years. The area is destroyed reached almost 3,200 square miles. So why is that important? The rainforest has something to do with the environment, right?
Well, it keeps the planet in regulation, temperature-wise and climate-wise. And Brazil has this massive swath of land.
A land mass.
Full of jungle and rainforest. And once that's gone, it's gone. Once they chop all that down and turn it into pasture land, it's gone.
You like to breathe, right?
It's something something worth thinking about.
It's part of the cycle that puts oxygen on this planet.
Yep.
So,
if you would, and you'll see this from time to time, take the landmass of Brazil and put it all over the top of the U.S.
It's a big country.
We're a lot smaller than that physically. It's huge. All right, key deer. What are key deer, Ted?
Tell me.
The smallest subspecies of the white-tailed deer.
Oh, okay.
They live only in the piney and marshy wetlands of the Florida Keys. You've been down there.
Yes, I have.
They've always faced risks, mostly from being hit by cars.
You don't think of deer being roaming around the Florida Keys.
Almost like a little dog.
Tiny,
Now they're facing new perils from saltwater intrusion, development and extreme weather, which could eventually force them to be moved out of the Florida Keys entirely. The tiny deer are still considered endangered by federal wildlife officials, but their population has stabilized at about 800. That's up from about 50 in the 1950s.
Oof.
Groups are working to restore their habitat, making sure the deer have plenty of freshwater sources, even as residential and resort development encroaches again. Our natural planet. Keep it as natural as we can. Steve, 6:35, Steve and 10 in the morning here. Make it 6:37. Let's go ahead and take a look at the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Thursday, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures had mixed trading throughout the session. Now, most contracts did not trade above Wednesday's highs. They all closed positive except for the soon-to-expire November feeder cattle. Now, we have not heard of very much cash trade yet taking place, not enough to establish a trend. Box beef prices are slipping lower, had big downside yesterday. Steer carcass weights at 957 pounds are down 3 pounds from last week's record weight. Now, the lean hog futures traded mixed and closed mostly positive yesterday. December live cattle on the close, 42 cents higher. 185.82. Jan feeders up 30 cents at 244.32. And December lean hogs 92 cents lowered 81.20. Soybean futures closed strong Thursday due to the weekly soy export sales being the largest since October of 2019. Now, corn was also higher. The wheat was lower on more rain in the forecast, and the weekly export sales the lowest of the past 6 weeks. Today is the monthly USDA supply and demand report, and the Fed's lowered rates yesterday by 25 basis points. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat 3 1/4 lower, 565 3/4. December corn's a penny higher, 428 1/2. January beans 5 3/4 lower, 1020 1/2. December crude oil down $1.22 at 71.14. December gold $9.40 lower, 2696.40. December S&P 3 1/4 points lower at 6,000 even. December dollar index 8 cents higher, 104.45. And December Dow Jones futures 21 points higher, 43,933. For commodity trading, ag marketing, managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, we've talked about any increase or reduction in interest rates. What does that do to the person out on the farm?
Well, it helps a little bit. 0.25% don't amount to a lot.
Not much.
Considering how much we'd seen interest rates go up.
Yeah. But why primarily they borrow money on? Just equipment, of course. That's obvious, right?
Well, there's operating loans, too, you know.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah.
Barn money to put your crops in and stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways. Most cattle that's being fed have had borrowed money against them, you know. So it is a big deal, these interest rates, and they have changed the profitability out there on the farm tremendously, let alone the fact that prices have been lower.
You're in Augusta, and you're right on the edge. It looks like the eastern edge of this huge area of showers that's moving north across central Kansas and Oklahoma. Are you getting any rain in Augusta this morning?
Last I looked, we'd had some earlier, but at the moment we hadn't had any, but it looks like it's coming our way.
Yeah, it's traveling on north.
Butler County's almost dry right now.
Yeah, Butler County, as we can see on our, we're looking at the radar. Yep, they're pretty much nothing over there for the moment, but south of us looks like it's coming your way. All right. Did you go out to, did you see there it's snowing out in north in Colorado, snowing down in New Mexico now? Wow. You're getting some weather.
Exactly. I talked to a client that's got cattle out in Colorado that he's not real enthused about the snow that they're going through.
Well, okay. All right, well, have a good weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday morning. Of course, that is Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities with our commodities update here on Steve and Ted. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP. He is the money tracker. He poses the question today, what would it take to bring down housing prices?
Boy, if he has the answer, I'd like to know.
Well, he could. He's a pretty sharp guy.
I know.
Don Grant of CFP, the money tracker, on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS, 6:46 here on a Friday morning. With rain falling, three big things.
Three.
City staff unveils a fifth option for a Wichita parking plan.
Two.
Police looking for suspects in the fatal shooting of a woman in North Wichita.
One.
President-elect Trump begins to form his cabinet, names female chief of staff. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The traffic volume's definitely picking up here in the Wichita area, seeing heavier traffic on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras at the moment. Stalled out vehicle now, northbound I-135 at Hydraulic. Down there in South Wichita, watch for a bit of a slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Breezy with a 90% chance for rain today, then a high of 53 degrees. 90% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 44. And then on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 57 degrees. Now, light rain A northeast wind at 18 miles per hour, 48 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather's brought to you by the Monarch. Whiskey lovers, go to the Monarch for nightcap specials every day. From 10 till midnight, get half-priced pints and $7 signature old-fashions. The Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. Iowa police have been collaborating with Minnesota officials in connection to a case involving a missing reporter.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Police in Iowa say a recent tip led them to search a property in Minnesota related to the disappearance of news anchor Jody Husentrut nearly 30 years ago. The 27-year-old was an anchor at KIMT in Mason City, Iowa. On June 27, 1995, she was running late for work and had called a coworker to let him know that she was on her way, but she never showed up. The disappearance was quickly ruled an abduction, with her belongings found lying on the ground near her car left in the parking lot. A witness also reported seeing a suspicious white van and hearing a scream. She was never found. Now, the Mason City Police Chief told Fox 9 Minneapolis that his officers, along with Minnesota law enforcement, have begun a new search in the city of Winsted, Minnesota, more than 130 miles north of Mason City. The search was focused on a construction site where new apartments are being built. Police did not detail the tip that led them to the property. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
What happened on Wall Street Thursday?
Stocks ending mixed, with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching new record closes after the Fed slashed interest rates, as expected, by a quarter point. The central bank says that inflation has made progress toward its 2% goal, but remains somewhat elevated. Tech stocks were among the gainers, with NVIDIA and Amazon hitting all-time highs, while financials lagged after surging yesterday. The Dow winners today: Home Depot, United Health Group, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners: J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow down over half a point. The NASDAQ up 286 and closing above the 19,000 level for the first time. S&P 500 up 44. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
What would it take to bring down housing prices? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is here with the answer. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. I don't know if I got the answer, but I got some ideas here. Right. You know, since that darned COVID pandemic, we've seen a lot of transition in the housing market. During the height of the threat, we saw home prices surge. They've cooled off a bit, but they still are high enough that many interested buyers have been priced out of the market. Well, what will it take to bring prices back around to stimulate the real estate market? Well, first of all, since the recession of 08 and 09, home builders have been slow to ramp up building. The cost of materials spiked. And then they receded a bit. So now only are builders finally getting back to the job of building more homes. The more inventory buyers have to choose from, well, the more reasonable the prices will be, supply and demand. And that could goose the housing and other related industries. Incentives to get builders to build more new homes can help. Making home buying more affordable could incentivize that industry. Many communities are also relaxing regulations around building and permitting. That can bring down costs as well, and it stimulates more building. The Fed says they'll continue to lower interest rates, as we saw yesterday. Each half point the lenders can lower their mortgage rates can bring hundreds of thousands of buyers back to the table. The Census Bureau reports that two-thirds of homes are occupied by the people who own them. The other third rents. The more people qualified to buy, the fewer the number of families that need to rent. That may not be great news for landlords, but it could bring down the cost of renting as well. Some large investment groups that rent housing use algorithms to determine rent prices. It's based upon supply and demand, kind of like those surge pricing for Uber. Well, the greater demand, the higher the rent. Some communities are drafting legislation to stop this practice because it increases rent costs for renters. If you're in the market for a home, don't get discouraged. We're in a cycle that will eventually swing in favor of home buyers, as it always does. I just can't say when. And of course, if you have any questions, you give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
So the story we had on a few moments ago with the Fox Crime Report, about the reporter who was missing in
Jody Huzentrout. Yes.
And you were off the air saying, telling me you were working up in that area.
I was in the same DMA. Mason City, Iowa, was in our DMA. It was one of our competing stations. And I remember actually following that story and being interviewed on one of those crime stories about it. Yeah. You know, those follow-up things.
So she was a television anchor type reporter?
She was a morning news anchor.
Okay.
And so she had to go to work at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know how that works.
Yeah.
And, she was leaving her apartment and getting into her car and all they found was some of the belongings from her purse on the ground next to where her car had been parked. And she's gone.
And this was 30 years ago.
Right? Yeah, almost, not quite 30, but it was quite a while. I think like 19.
And the story we had on Fox a moment ago. Yeah, Fox a minute ago was that basically they think they may have found some remains over in Minnesota.
120 miles north of Mason City, Iowa, apparently.
Yeah. Tragic story.
Yeah, it is.
You ever met her?
I did not. I was sort of new to that DMA. I may have been at some event or something with her, but I don't specifically remember. But I do remember she was a much beloved, morning anchor in that area. So
Veterans Day is Monday, but you were telling me you got a parade tomorrow. Is that
right? Yeah, we're marching in. The Wagon Masters are marching in the wagon in the Veterans Day parade tomorrow. I think we start on the east side of the river, and we're going to end up over at Exploration Place, and then we're going to put on our aprons and cook lunch for people.
Do you know what time it all kicks off?
I want to say 11 a.m. I'm not positive on that. I know that we're going to get there a couple hours before that. So,
well, we haven't rained tonight, but it looks like in the forecast it's going to be probably sunny tomorrow.
Better not rain on my parade.
Rain on your parade. No,
no.
Sir. Okay. It wouldn't dare.
Yeah.
Nice to see this, though, because we could actually... Reservoir out there could come up and take her to.
It might be up another half an inch.
Like
that last 7 inches brought it up, like, what, 3 inches or something or something?
This is National Parents as Teachers Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Encouraging parent-teacher organizations and parents to join forces to support their children in their educational goals. Parents as Teachers organizations are educational services to parents across the country and to they can be very helpful. The PTA, when I was growing up, moms and dads would go to their meetings, and I don't know, when once a week or once a month. And but I don't think that, from what I've seen recently, they show up to complain about what books they want banned. So I don't want to be negative, because parental involvement usually is a real good thing in education.
It's tremendously important, you know. There's a difference between involvement and interference.
We
got to trust our teachers and let them teach what they know is right to teach, I think.
I'm very glad I wasn't homeschooled. I would have been in the principal's office.
Yeah.
All right. PTA, Parental Involvement Day. All right, what's going on this weekend other than the Veterans Parade?
That's the main thing.
It's a big deal.
Huh? Yeah.
And we got Chiefs football coming up on Sunday, so. What could be better than that?
No, I can't imagine. Right. Ted, do you got any sports going on this weekend?
Well, you know what?
I got the home opener for Shocker basketball tomorrow night.
Oh, that's
Coke.
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
And this is Steve and Ted, show number 6,800.
Wow.
6,800.
Oh, the odometer just changed.
Yeah.
6,800, man.
Can't back it up, Ted. 6,800.
Well,
nice.
You'll be at 10,000 before you know it.
You know, we keep going. We could hit 7,000. It's only
sometime in the next
easily.
Year.
Yeah, less than a year. Yeah.
Oh, we can do that standing on our head.
Right. Heck yes.
All right, guys. Thank you. And thank you, Don. It's coming up 6:55 here, 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning. And our top story, public meeting looks at 5 options for Wichita's new parking plan, not 4. And President-elect Trump begins assembling his cabinet. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.